In New York City today, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There are, last time I counted, somewhere north of a zillion moving parts in the global economy. You push on one, you pull on another, and things happen. The catch is that not all those moving parts are the same, right? And when you get, as we've got, some of the heavyweights pushing and shoving, the end result is not usually a net positive, which gets us to the latest global economic growth forecast from the International Monetary Fund. In a nutshell, still good, but not as good as it would have been without the aforementioned pushing and shoving and trade war. The IMF has downgraded its growth forecast this year from 3.9 to 3.7%, and next year ticked it down from 2.7 to 2.5%. Yes, not huge, but a 10% here and a 10% there, and pretty soon you're talking about real economics. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going with more on what could be dragging us down in a year's time.
The IMF isn't saying the world's economies are all going to contract, just that things are going to slow down.
Relative to where we thought we were last year, or even 6 months ago, we are right now in a, in my opinion, slightly worse place.
Jacob Kierkegaard is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute. On the one hand, the U.S. is still in the middle of a big stimulus. We got a big tax cut and more federal deficit spending. On the other hand, that kick is going to fade away. But the IMF is going further than that, says Kierkegaard.
They're basically predicting that the whole premise for the tax cuts, which was that they would stimulate private growth, the IMF is basically saying, ain't happening.
Ain't happening in the medium to long term, specifically. The Federal Reserve is also raising rates, which will be a drag on growth. But Maurice Obstfeld, director of research at the IMF, made a special point of mentioning something else that could hurt growth prospects for the U.S.
We have downgraded its 2019 growth forecast owing to the recently enacted tariffs on a wide range of imports from China and China's retaliation. China's expected 2019 growth is also marked down.
The current sugar high in the U.S. economy and stimulus in the Chinese economy are hiding a lot. When that party calms down, trade barriers and tariffs, which are growth-slowing taxes, are going to start showing up in the data, the IMF says.
Anecdotal evidence accumulates on the resulting harm to companies.
Finally, emerging markets, developing countries. They had it real rough this year and may be in for worse ahead. Matt Slaughter is the dean of the Tuck School.
History shows when the Fed tightens and if other major central banks tighten, that tends to put pressure on a lot of emerging markets.
Some last few wet blankets the IMF sees being thrown on the world economy, rising oil prices, and possibly Brexit. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.